Welcome back to another episode of the Secondary Teacher Podcast. Today, we are going to be tackling the tricky issue of spring fever in the classroom. From distractions of warmer weather to the impact on sleep and study habits, we talk about some down-to-earth advice for teachers dealing with the springtime struggle. So get ready to dive in and get some ideas for some hands-on activities, problem-based learning, and more as we navigate through the challenges of this season. So whether you're feeling the spring fever vibes or just bracing yourself for it, I've got your back with some awesome tips. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. Let's face it, spring can be a tricky time in the classroom. The days are getting longer, the weather gets warmer, and it seems like the two longest times of the school year are from winter break until spring break, and then from spring break until the end of the school year. And if you are also teaching seniors, then you get senioritis that somehow like trickles down to the juniors too. So there's just a lot of things that are happening with spring, especially in the secondary classroom. There are some things, some advice, some things that I want you to think about as we are going into the spring season, or if you're we're kind of like in the middle of it. It snowed here today. So we were in spring, but now we're not. We're back in winter, but eventually we'll all make it to spring. Here are some things that I have learned over the years to really help combat that spring fever, and also just some things to help you remember that you are human and that your students are also human. The first thing is with spring, with that warm weather, with them getting distracted, if you have windows in your classroom, they're going to be just distracted by stuff that's going on. Mainly because if you live in the northern hemisphere where there has been winter and it's been cold and kind of like ugly outside, well, now it's not. There are things happening. There is grass growing. You could have someone mowing the lawn. There's a lot of like distractions that just happen right outside your window, which is something that I want you to encourage you to lean into. And this is the idea of having your students be curious. You're encouraging this curiosity because it's naturally already happening. And there's a few different ways you can do that to try to inspire, kind of ask questions. This is also a great point of the school year too, whether you're in a year-long class or a semester class, where you can start asking some leading questions, some questions from your content to get them really thinking. Maybe they're doing projects and they're coming up with things and asking questions. The other thing that I want you to really remind yourself about is this changed sleep and study habits. Really, if you live in a place where there is daylight savings times, that just screws us up to begin with. I'm not even going to talk about that, especially as a mother of 4 and almost 5. And it's just crazy. Like, it just messes with everything. But think about it too. Even if we didn't have daylight savings, the days are getting longer. And there are things happening. Once again, things are going on outside. If you have students who are in any sort of like outdoor sports, those are starting to happen. And it is just changing kind of like the body chemistry. So as the hours of daylight extend into evening, melatonin release can be delayed. And this can result in difficulty falling asleep at the usual time. This is especially for teenagers. This will influence their attention, their memory, any cognitive functions, because they're falling asleep later. And that's just natural, regardless of whether or not they have blackout dreams, which does help. This delay in darkness doesn't allow students to have those like visual cues that we prepare them to wind down and to come inside or go to sleep, like what happens when we have shorter days during the winter. So they are going to sleep at a different time, more likely than not, and you have absolutely no control over that. There are things within your control and there are things on the outside of your control, and this is one of those things. Now that we've covered some things that I wanted to remind you about, here are some legit strategies that you can try that worked in my classroom, that work in other teachers' classrooms, to really help get you through, and you and your students through, this part of the school year. So if you are not doing them already, do hands-on activities. And if you are doing hands-on activities, you'll want to increase that. Whether you change the structure completely, and maybe you're doing small bits of lecture each day, and then you're having a lab, you're having more opportunities for students to do things hands-on. Keeping them busy, keeping them engaged, hands-on activities are really going to help you. Also with hands-on activities, they don't necessarily have to be a lab, but do what you can to get your students moving. One of my favorite things, and I've mentioned it before, is games. I love having games. They could be review games. They could be something as simple as Would You Rather, that you can literally do at any point where you start to see your students zoning out. You need to regroup them. Okay, let's get them moving. What can you do to have them move around? This is also a great time to use strategies and protocols to have them physically move. If you have used Jigsaw in your class, or even if you haven't used Jigsaw in your class and you want to try something like that, this is the time to try it. Knowing that it might be a little bit chaotic because it is spring, it is the end of the school year, but having students move around, interact, stand up, maybe they're even just standing when they're doing think, pair, share, something that is getting them to physically move, that can also count as a hands-on activity. Now, if you're not sure how to apply hands-on activities or these discussion protocols to what you're currently teaching, my favorite thing to do is literally go into ChatGPT and let ChatGPT know, here's the protocol I want to use. This is what I'm teaching next week. Tell me how I could adapt what I'm teaching. And it might give you some okay things. It's going to give you some great things, but it will get the ball rolling, and you can literally use those in your class if you are totally stumped because spring fever is also impacting you. The other strategy that I loved using in class was project-based learning or problem-based learning. Especially if you're teaching a year-long class, you are to the point where you have gone over the majority of your content, and this is really the part of the year where students can be applying things. And once again, you could use AI to come up with what your project is. I would suggest that you put in what your standards are or kind of have an idea to feed into ChatGPT or the AI you're using. Let them know what students should have learned by this point of the school year, and maybe have them come up with a driving question. So I took a workshop from the Buck Institute that's no longer called the Buck Institute. It's actually now called PBL Works, but how their model works is they use a driving question. And so the teacher comes up with this driving question that will start to help students come up with ideas, other questions that they need to do in order to answer that question. So once again, you could totally use AI for that. You pose the question to them saying, hey, based on what we've learned right now, what are some projects or problems that we might be able to solve in our community, around the school? But it is a great way to get students really involved. The other thing with something like project-based learning, it is a little chaotic in the classroom, but students are moving around and they are doing things, which is also really going to help with that spring fever because they'll be working in teams. They might even be exploring the school if they are targeting a school problem. And that also helps. Know that having them have a task they are engaged in, that they're excited about, will lessen the bad behaviors when it comes to classroom management. These are just a few ideas to get you started. Remember, the key is to be creative, tap into your students' natural curiosity about the world around them. If this episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. To help spread the word about this podcast, take a screenshot of this episode, add it to your IG stories, and tag me at Kristen Masick, K-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-M-A-S-S-I-C. Until next time.